Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Moses and Aaron relayed God's demand to Pharaoh that the Egyptian king allow the Israelites to go into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord. They believed God would punish them, either with pestilence or with a sword, if they failed to worship him. Exodus 5:3. The Egyptian Pharaoh accused the Israelite leaders of using whatever means possible to keep the slaves from having to do their work. As punishment for their demands, he took away the straw they had been using in making brick and commanded them to make the same quota of bricks. He instructed the taskmasters and their officers to add even greater burdens the slaves had to bear. Exodus 5, 6-9. We cannot be sure who the Egyptian Pharaoh of the Exodus was, but we know he was cruel and heartless. The taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw." Exodus 5:10. Some liberal scholars criticized the biblical account of brickmaking. They said that straw did not cause the clay to be stronger. They even denied that the Egyptians used straw in making brick. These objections have been answered, since it was discovered that acid from the decaying straw made the clay more malleable. They also found bricks in Egypt with traces of straw embedded in them. Would it not be more scholarly if the liberal critics would wait until all the evidence is in before they go out on a limb? Tragically, when one objection has been fully answered, the liberal critics always invent another. Does that not give you some insight into the mindset of liberal critics? The Egyptians and their officers urged the Israelites, "Go get straw where you can find it. Yet not all of your work shall be diminished." So the people scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. Exodus 5:11 and 12. Is there never an end to man's inhumanity to man? The taskmasters and their officers were afraid not to comply with the Pharaoh's demands, but that in no way excuses their cruelty in dealing with the Israelite slaves. They probably reasoned like the Nazi officers did. "We're simply following the Pharaoh's commands. Do not human beings have an obligation to do right, whatever the king or prime minister or president tells them to do?" Of course, some of the Egyptians thought Pharaohs were gods. From their viewpoint, when they obeyed the Pharaoh, they were obeying God. How intelligent and educated people can be so morally stupid defies imagination. The taskmasters pressed the Israelites, saying to them, "Fulfill your works, your daily task, as when there was straw." Exodus 5:13. The burdens were almost impossible to bear. Many of the slaves died from being overworked or from being beaten. The Jews knew they could not continue to work at the pace the Pharaoh required. So the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, "Why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today, as you have done previously?" Exodus 5:14. Pharaoh's taskmasters had selected certain men from among the slaves to be officers of the Israelites. When the slaves failed in their almost impossible tasks, the Egyptian taskmasters beat the Jewish officers and demanded to know why they were failing to make the number of bricks they had been making. Gathering straw from great distances and making bricks were burdens too great for the slaves. And can you imagine the heartlessness and cruelty of beating grown men and women for failure to perform difficult, if not impossible, tasks? No wonder the most powerful nation on earth soon became a second or third-rate nation. In their behavior, they had sown the seeds of their own destruction. They did not know, or they ignored, the principle, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Thank you, and may God continue to bless you.